Secretary Rice says it is important to get a vote on the resolution in the next day or two to clear the way for an end to the fighting between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. The proposed resolution, which was negotiated by France and the United States, calls for a cessation of hostilities leading to a permanent ceasefire. Rice acknowledges it is not likely to bring a total end to the violence overnight. All the same, she says the resolution is an important first step. Speaking to reporters near the president's Texas ranch, Rice said once this resolution is passed, the Security Council will move to the next phase and begin the process of authorizing an international force and strengthening the Lebanese government. But Lebanese officials have criticized the draft resolution because it does not call for a complete withdrawal from Lebanon of Israeli forces. Rice told reporters the resolution keeps forces in place while dealing with the violence that has taken such a high toll on civilian populations on both sides of the Israeli-Lebanese border. She stressed no one wants to see the Israelis remain indefinitely, and that includes the Israeli government. And, she said, the resolution will offer the world an opportunity to see the true intentions of both parties to the conflict, Israel and Hezbollah. Rice said the United States has been consulting with other Security Council members on the draft resolution. She said there have been positive comments, most notably from Russia, one of the five permanent members of the UN Security Council with veto power. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, Washington.